Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. Man, you know, if you missed anything about getting a perspective on Sykes-Picot and the whole program we did on the Middle East, trying to understand what happened with, you know, World War One and what we promised or what was promised to the Arab people during that time, you can find out. I mean, wasn't that just a great program?
Yeah,
that was amazing. If you watch it, you'll understand better what is going on and why it's happening. And it'll make sense in the logical sense. But also you'll see in there, Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church at His Presence taught about a prophetic series. He taught it called Israel, a Coming Land Grab. And in part of that, he talks about Psalms 83's coming into focus. And this gives you a biblical perspective of what was logically being explained in that particular program. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about this. This is Psalms 83 coming into focus. This is what's going on. But that's going to be made available for you in that post on the VFN Torch. So you'll be able to watch that, and you can get the entire series. As a matter of fact, there's a three-part series that you can get in that teaching, and it's a prophetic teaching. And it's so important because it gives you the detailed biblical perspective of that history lesson that we gave in conjunction with the Blaze and how they worked intently, and with you know, realizing that all these components, as we see them as individual, they see themselves as one. And the borders that we see, they don't see these borders. They see Sykes-Picot, these two guys' names that drew these lines, but that's not their lines. And it'll help you understand, but mainly what it'll help you understand from a Christian perspective and a Jewish perspective is that you got to pray for the peace of Israel, pray for the protection of Israel. Understand in Psalms 83, that's when they are, you have this huge Arab league, this large conglomerate, a caliphate, you know, Muslims coming together against Israel to push Israel into the sea. And God's going to show himself so powerfully that nobody can deny that it's God. I mean, the only way that Israel will be able to defend itself is turning to God. And God's going to show himself mighty. He talks about it in Psalms 83. And I'm telling you, these are prophetic days. We want to pay close attention because, you know, once the Jews' eyes are open and they can see, those are, you know, our family, and that's where we branched, you know, all from, in the context of they're the ones that brought us the word. And in what Romans 11 says, once the full number of the Gentiles come in, then the Jews are going to be grafted back in to the branch again, and their eyes are going to be open, and they're going to see Yeshua the Messiah. And these are, you know, it's time. If you have not made a decision, you know, get rid of all the religion and get a relationship with God. And we shared about a couple of some of our experiences about how we came to know the Lord at meetmyfather.org. But sometimes hearing somebody's story will help you out. But just, you can find out, you know, find out how to meet Jesus Christ, meet the Lord, meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ, at meetmyfather.org. Don't forget, you can go to the VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and look for the history lesson on the Middle East, and look for Psalms 83 coming to focus. You can actually watch part of that, but you also can get the entire series there.
Powerful.
Isn't it powerful?
Yeah.
If you missed it, you've got to see it. Man, I am really enjoying my experience with the revelation and this new edition, the revised edition, updated edition of Crazy Love. Francis Chan. I mean, is it not? I mean, what's happening, man?
This is one of those books. It's just like so often you read a book and you're just like, okay, flip. And it's just like
knowledge.
Exactly. You read through this one and it's just like, okay, let's throttle down here and let's just kind of sit on that. And it really blows you away because it's just like, I love Francis Chan's just so direct confrontation of just like, wait, we got to just sit back and how do we approach God? You can't begin anything until you let's evaluate who it is, the one that we're talking to. And it's just like, before we get into anything, and it's such
just
a beautiful,
don't pray. Just get a perspective first.
Exactly.
When you approach greatness, you know, you need to understand that he's great.
Yeah.
You know, and he's loving, he's kind, he's merciful, but he's also stern. And I mean, you know, can you imagine somebody walking up to you and just start running their mouth and they haven't even
like they know you.
Yeah.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah. And it's like, we don't know each other. We don't know each other.
I don't know you.
Yeah, what's your name again?
I've heard about you, though.
But you think about it. You know, Jesus talks about that in Matthew chapter 7. He says, many people are going to come up to me and say, don't I know you? And he's going to say, I never knew you.
Yeah.
I mean, and these are people that have performed miracles, that they've had prophecy, that they've cast out demons, and they're going to be so surprised. And this is what Jesus said this.
Yeah.
When they come up, they're going to just start talking, I guess at the throne room or something of judgment. And he's going to say, I never knew you. So you're right, you know, and I like how Francis, you know, says, just stop praying for a moment. Just, you know, just don't, the pagans think because you babble a lot, you're going to be heard. But first, meet this God through his son, understand who he is and what he's done. And, before you begin to talk. Yeah.
Well, as I've been reading through this, it's just like, I remember this is just something that just God's been reminding me about, is that every child has that perspective of the principal's office. It's like, I don't have that perspective.
I've never had that experience.
Okay, well,
tell us about it.
What was it like?
Maybe not the principal's office, but the principal himself. It's just like, if he comes in his room, everybody all of a sudden stops joking around. People sit up in their chairs. Because the principal just walked in.
Maybe my principal might be listening. Yes. I went once. Let's just move on.
But it's like that perspective of just understanding. It's just like, student, yes, could you please come down to the principal's office? And it's just all of a sudden you're like, what did I do? What did I do?
Was that my name over the intercom system?
My prince off.
Could you? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But you think about it, and it's just like you have that perspective, and it's just all of a sudden like, was the principal there? Did he see? And it's like, it's that understanding. It's just like you're reevaluating. Other than it's okay. So then take that perspective that how a child understands the authority of a principal. And then now coming back and just saying, he loves you. And it's just like, as a child understands the reverence of authority, it's just like, okay, you don't just approach the principal like you do the one sitting next to you at the next desk. But so often that's what religion causes us to do or gives us the time to
pray.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay.
God, it's me. I need my stuff, things, and, you know.
And
be myself, I.
What we were
them.
Talking about before. and them too. But it's like what you're saying, stop praying and just let's reevaluate how we perceive God. And this is like one of those things I just had to stop. It says, many spirit-filled authors have exhausted the thesaurus in order to describe God with the glory that he deserves. His perfect holiness, by definition, assures that our words can't contain him. And isn't it a comfort to worship a God that we can't exaggerate?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Mm.
And what really blew me away is what God said to me was that your language contains me. The English, and it's just like, we have a God that's so big.
Oh, restrains?
Yes.
Contains? Like, restrains?
I don't know how the words to use, but it's just like, the word holy, like you say holy, and it's just like,
right.
That's just the words of how, you know, I think about the Bible talks about that God was pleased with the foolishness that was preached.
Right.
because it's just like the words that we have in the world of all the different languages.
There's not enough. Yeah.
Exactly. It so falls short to the majesty and just the reverence that he deserves that it's just like when you're in his presence, before you just start uttering words,
right,
take in his reverence. And it's just like he's going to give you his words that he's worthy of. And it makes me think about, you know, when God was speaking to Moses. He's, you know, Moses is like, okay, wait. Okay, I know you're telling me these things. Who do I say told me this? Who do I say sent me? He says, tell them I am.
Right.
And he's just like, that's it?
Yeah, right.
That's what you're giving me? And it's like, that's how awesome he is. And it's just like getting that beginning perspective of, let me reevaluate the words.
Right.
And let me just look first.
Right. I remember when... I'm new in the Lord and I had worked some shift work or something in law enforcement. I was at church that night and, it was a Pentecostal charismatic gathering. So they were exerting lots of energy. I'm like, I am tired. I am tired. And, we were praying around the altar, you know, and, up front. And I finally just said, I'm going to have to sit down. I just got to sit down. I'm tired. You know, God's going to have to meet me down here. I'm tired. And when I sat down and quit all my works, all my babbling or whatever I thought I needed to do to talk to God, when I just sat in his presence just enveloped me and met me. And I began to understand it's not what I say. It's who he is. And then having that ebb and flow conversation with God that, you know, you just are. I mean, you're not trying to get to him. He's everywhere at the same time. And he even dwells inside of you. Mm-hmm. You're wanting to be with him and spend time with him.
Yeah.
And many times it's just being. You remember those conversations? Just be.
Yeah. You know, that's such a powerful revelation. You know, I remember the day we were getting a cup of coffee and I so wanted to do something for God. I was so hungry for this God that I had just encountered in my life. But it was like, I didn't know what to do because like I was just brand new in the Lord. And I remember, you know, us sitting together and this, I guess like banister or railing was right next to us. And you're just drinking your coffee and you look over and you're like, see that sunflower there? I says, yeah. He says, what's it doing? I'm like, nothing. And you're like, just be the sunflower. And that wrecked my brain because
you were trying
like,
to think, how do I be the sunflower? Yeah. How do I be the sunflower?
Exactly. But you think about it, I still remember sitting in here and it's like the sunflower does not go, I got to be the sunflower. I got to take in the, I got to do. It's like, no.
I got to be pretty. Yeah,
But you think about it, this is such a powerful revelation. Yes. I know it is for me and I'm sure many, you're probably listening right now and be like, wow, it's pretty powerful.
Right.
I bought an oversized sunflower. It's literally about 3 feet tall, and
I've seen that, so it's huge.
And it's in my office, and it sits right in front
of my
chair.
It never dies. How did you do that? It's amazing.
It's a fake one.
Oh, it's a fake one.
But you think about it.
Fake sunflowers.
Okay, this is such a powerful revelation that I put it right in front of me every single day to remind myself that it's just like, listen, it's not about doing anything. That's why the word says that Jesus said it's finished.
Yes.
He did it because he wants us to rest in him. And I think about the conversations that we have. It's just like when you're at work, God's at rest.
Right.
When you're at rest, God's at work.
Right.
And that's what makes me, it's so encouraging because I think about those abiding times and it's like you are so worn out just responding in obedience to the Lord. And it's just like when you just rest in him,
right,
that's when he comes and meets you the most powerfully.
Right. And you know, when you're at rest, God's at work. That's not like you're in bed. It's the fact that you're not trusting in your own works. Yes. You're just being.
Yeah.
You're just being. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
It hurts to watch your child fall down, but it might hurt more if you don't let that happen. I'm John Fuller, and on today's Focus on the Family Minute, Kay Wima joins us. She's a mom of five, and she believes the best way to teach kids to stand up is by allowing them to fall down.
Training really is not so much doing it for them. It's teaching them and stepping away, because let me tell you, that falling down is huge. You really want them to fall down. There's a new term that's kind of being thrown around called grit. You know, what really makes people successful? And they've done a lot of studies, even at West Point, and it's grit is what they've decided. And those are the kids that don't give up. And every time we're racing in to not let them fall, we're not allowing them to learn what it feels like to get back up on their own 2 feet.
More trusted advice for moms and dads at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
This is not just some side component, some religious experience that you can have. It's the presence of God, the power of God to be a witness. If you're wondering why you're too much of a coward to be a witness for the God you profess to love and given your life for, begin to pray for power to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to give your life fully over to Him. Because He gives you power to be a witness, power to live your life, power to be able to go surrender your body to the flames. It's irrelevant in this life what happens outside of what we do for Jesus Christ. But when you have the Spirit of God in you, you understand that, and it's not a huge paradigm. It's not a difficult paradigm to get.
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So I'm here with Pat Hamilton and Steve Kalaszewski, just talking about the love of God and just being. And it's, you know, God's called us to be human beings, not human doings. And you do a lot when you be, but it's God doing it through you. And you can rest at night. You can lay your head on the pillow at night, tired, but knowing that, you know, God did this. And I am obeying the Lord. I'm doing what He asked of me. And He said, you know, if you love me, you'll obey me. And what you think about that is what you're, what you could say it this way. If you love me, you'll trust my leadership in your life. Because love always trusts, right? So you could either say, you know, I got to obey this and obey that. Or you can say, you know, I just trust Him. He knows what's best for me. So I can just be. And when I spend time abiding with God and reading His word that morning and just spending time with Him and whatever He impresses on me to do or to say, I'll just trust His leadership. I mean, you can call that obedience or you can just call it gratitude. It's like, He created everything. He made everything. He's the one speaking to me about how this day, He knows what's going to happen that day. And He's going to encourage me and tell me what to do. And He's going to speak to me as I need Him to speak to me during that day. He said, don't even worry about what to say. Even when you appear before, when they arrest you, I mean, think about that. When they arrest you, and you stand before these kings and these authorities, He said, don't even worry about what to say, because the Spirit of my Father will speak through you. God's Spirit will speak through you. And it's just like that being, you can only, that only really happens when you relax. If not, your thoughts are getting in the way, your ideas get in the way, your flesh is getting in the way. And some people just go with that thing and that's God. And it's like, eh, that's not God. You can feel the no love in that puppy.
And you think about, you know, even on that, as far as trust, you know, when you have those moments of just like worry or anxiety, that's a big indicator. And it's just like, okay, who's really doing this? You know, have you, what began in the spirit, did you start moving in the flesh or start doing it in your works or your abilities or your understanding? It's just like, if you totally trust God in those moments that's bigger than yourself, then you know God's going to do it.
Right.
And it's that encouragement of just like, listen, if you think that you're the one controlling it, ask God for to do more that's bigger than your understanding, so you can't even attempt to try to understand it. And that's the greatest thing, because you know God's going to do it.
It reminds me of a 13-year-old girl that Francis talks about in his book, Crazy Love, that she just had this vision to be a history maker, and she wanted to do something for God. And so all of her classmates, she would always just, she wanted to get a Bible to every one of her classmates. She wanted to be able to just share the gospel with them and win them to the Lord. And youth pastors heard about this, and they all began to bring her Bibles and all. And she just wanted to be for God and just give her whole life, you know, for the Lord. And an accident happened, and it cost her life. Mm. And her entire school came to her funeral.
Wow.
And they gave an altar call.
Oh.
And the entire crew at school stood up and gave their life to God. And all those Bibles she had in her garage that she wanted to hand to all of her classmates was handed out to all of her classmates.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Mm.
I mean, just think about that, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Understand this: when believers die in this life, when our bodies die, our spirit, we're instantly in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. So she was able to see that she made history. She was being for God. At 13 years old, mm-hmm. she did that. How many people, you know, what do people do for God in this lifetime? This is the only chance we have to allow God to do what he does through us. And he says, you know, do your good works amongst men that they will see what you do and give God praise. But that doing comes from the empowerment of being. You know, God is, you're spending time with God. You're hiding his word in your heart. You are doing what his word, you know, says and what he impresses on you to do. You're talking to God and listening. That's called prayer. And in that encounter, you start seeing things just happen. Jesus said, apart from doing that, you can't even do anything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the only way that you can actually, you know, bear fruit, and you're expected to bear, we're expected to bear fruit, is if you abide with him, you spend time with him. And so it's not about a whole bunch of doing, you know. And there's a segment you got to hear. Maybe it'll be related to this. It's called Hairdo. It's called mm-hmm. Hairdo. Oh. You know, you got a whole bunch of people that they like to do all the time. Mm. I mean, they just do. Mm-hmm. Like, what do? Oh, this is what I do. This is what you do? You got like a meeting, you come together. You know, I call it like a do-do meeting. It's like, you know, oh, I do this. They don't care about you, but they do, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have the kind of folks who are like hear people. And they just, man, they'll spend thousands of dollars, you know, getting tapes, downloads, buying books, doing all this kind of stuff just to hear it. I mean, they're not going to do anything with it. But they will look at you after, you know, you've shared with them something awesome. They heard something awesome. They go, man, did you hear that? That was so good. That was so good. I think I'm going to come back next week. I'm going to hear some more. I mean, this is it. For 20 years, I'm going to be the best hearer you ever heard. I'll shake my head up and down. Now, I'm not a doer, but I'm a hearer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the hoodoo going on. The hoodoo are the folks that think they are what they do. And these are the ones that Jesus talks about in Matthew 7. They're totally convinced, because they can speak in the name and pray in the name of Jesus, that things happen. I mean, miracles and mm-hmm. healings and words of wisdom and knowledge and all these different things that Jesus talks about in Matthew 7. And they think they are what they do. And they'll talk about their gift all day long, but they'll never mention their fruit. And they'll even call their gift their fruit. But if their gift was their fruit, then Jesus wouldn't have said what he said mm-hmm. in Matthew 7. Because he went through the whole list of what they did with the manifestations of the miracles and the power. But he says, but I don't know you. Away from me, you evildoers.
Mm.
And so that's it. That's a hairdo. I mean, those are the, they think they are what they do. Hoodoo. like voodoo, you know, hoodoo.
Right.
And then finally you have the hear-dos. These are the ones that hear the word of God and they just do it. They don't create new doctrine and create new words. They just hear what, this is what James chapter 1 tells us. James writes, he says, listen, if you'll hear the word of God and do it, you'll be blessed in all that you do. You'll be blessed in all that you do. But it's part of being with God and spending time in abiding in his word, that in that, all of a sudden fruit begins to happen. And it's very important because Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. You have to bear fruit. If you don't bear fruit, you'll be cut down and thrown into the fire. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's fruit? Well, fruit's not, you know, manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. Fruit is something that comes out of your life. But if you go to Revelation, Revelation says, talking to the church, he says, I know your deeds.
Mm.
They're not good.
Mm.
Or they're good.
Mm-hmm.
So fruit is not like a banana. Fruit is your motives. Why you're doing what you're doing. Who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for your glory or God's glory? Did you conjure that up? Okay. With your hoodoo, or did you just spend time with God and God said, this is what I want you to do today. This is what I want you to say today. This is what's going on. And he gets all the glory for it because it wasn't your idea. When you do that, you're blessed in all you do. So I just want to encourage you today that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And understand this, it's not about doing, it's about being. And understand he is so awesome. You need to really be for a while to just kind of soak in his magnitude and understand. If you haven't yet got the book Crazy Love by Francis Chan, it's the revised and the updated version. I think it was published in 2013. You need to get it because it'll help give you perspective so that you won't have to go back and go, I don't know what that was for the last 5 years, but I apologize for it. Would you forgive me? From this point on, I'm going to be fruitful. I'm going to be faithful and fruitful, and I'm not going to think about, I'm just going to do and don't care what God says. I'm not going to hear anything. No, don't preach to me. I'm not going to be one of the hoodoos going around thinking I am what I do. I'm not going to be a hear-hearer, but I'm going to be a hear-do. I'm going to spend time with God and do what he says.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing? He says, because he said, go be the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that in this dark world that it's dark. And so if we're light, If you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness,
right.
But you're actually bringing light into that area.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision mm-hmm. about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace and your home, just let it play and just let the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way?
Isn't it so cool? All of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it.
Right.
When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook.
Mm.
You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting, and we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFN TV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Man, here we are. We're coming to the last part of today's program. And, you know, just focusing more on the love of God. Again, of course, if you haven't yet gotten the book, Crazy Love, you got to get it. It's the latest edition, the revised and updated version from Francis Chan. And it is so challenging, even to that point that I know that you're going to be talking even another angle of understanding. The magnitude of God helps us understand the lessitude of us, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And you know, there's so many things going on in the world. Of course, joining me is Pat Hamilton and Steve Kalaszewski in this last part of our program. And, you know, there's so many things going on in the world today that can be overwhelming to you. I mean, you don't even know what, you just look and you think, do I pray about the 3,000th thing or do I pray about the 4,000th thing?
Right.
I mean, and if I do pray about the 10,000th thing that's going on at this very moment, what do I pray? And you just, all of a sudden you just get overwhelmed, overwhelmed in the context of, you know, I used to, when there was two or three things going on in the world and happening, I could just pray.
Yeah.
But, a place of overwhelmingness, and everybody hits those times in their life that's overwhelming. And if you've been paying attention at all of what's happening in society and America and our community and family and just Israel, that you think, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do I pray? Right. And we've talked about the Holy Spirit, and we, you know, when Jesus was leaving the earth, and he had one last meeting with his disciples. He explained to them, listen, I don't want you to do anything. And I want you until you just go here and wait, because I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and power, and don't do anything or say anything until that happens. And that did happen. And we've talked about that before, and hopefully there's some related links to that. But also we have a series that was taught on that. Pat will be telling us what that is in just a moment that will really encourage you. But this is very encouraging, because when in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, it talks about those kind of moments. It talks about the kind of moments that we're talking about. I mean, you think, you know, now I'm just gathering information. That's all I'm doing, because I can't pray. I don't know how to pray. There's so many things going on. All I can do is just say, Jesus, you know. But he talks about in Romans 8:26, he says, talking about the Holy Spirit, he says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but, think about that, we do not know what we ought to pray, but, here's the answer, the Spirit himself prays. The Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
Mm-hmm. How about the promise?
Yeah, the promise, called the promise is the series. You know, you need to hear it. You need, if you have not experienced the promise, he said, wait for the promise. And so right here, this is a point that so many things are going on. You don't even know what to pray. He's talking about, Paul's talking to the church in Rome here. He said that stop this praying in your head for a moment, because now your head's overwhelmed. Mm. You know, your neuroreceptors are firing off and you're trying to run for a bottle of Prozac or something now.
Easy to do.
Right. Instead of saying, you know what? I don't know what I need to pray. And he says, don't worry about that, because the promise, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, he will pray for you with not even, it's almost like groanings. I mean, there was times I remember this, you know, and you live life long enough, you'll groan.
Oh, yeah.
Things happen. And I remember I was in law enforcement, and I came to a Wednesday night gathering that was taking place. And I didn't know. I really just had nothing in me to pray, but I was just so broken. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I literally, in my gut, my spirit, man, just kind of groan, just kind of like, not loud enough, just kind of like, oh, you know. And it was just, the Holy Spirit just began to just, and that's what it was. It wasn't this other side, but it was just like this. And over that period of moment while I was praying, the Holy Spirit knew exactly what to pray, mm-hmm. what needed to be done in my life to deliver me from whatever was going on at the time. And when that was all done, I mean, I was a new person.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. So often everybody's trying to pray out some articulated intellectual prayer, but mm-hmm. understand, Paul talks about praying in your head. You can pray with reason and you can pray in the spirit. But when you pray in reason, I mean, that's good. It's profitable, but praying in the spirit,
it's very limiting.
It's very limiting, especially depending on your vocabulary. And especially think about today. I mean, all these things are going on in Israel and the caliphates and the economy and just what's happening with just things you thought would never happen are not only happening, but a whole bunch of them are happening. Mm-hmm. You know, our borders kind of flowing over like the sea of humanity pouring over our borders. God speaking, downloading all kinds of things. He's speaking to us, and I thank God for his voice. But just kind of like, wow. But he says, the Spirit himself in our weakness, and when we're at that point, we're weak. In our weakness, he will actually intercede for us. Listen, we don't even know what we should be praying at that particular time, but the Spirit himself prays, intercedes for us with groans that cannot be expressed. And, he goes on to say, and verse 27, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. But the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with the will of God. So not only are you thinking like, I don't know, I'm going to mess this thing up. Should I pray, you know, against them folks? Should I pray, you know, that is attacking Israel? Should I pray for them because God loves them and they need to be saved and there needs to be a revival breakout in the Arab world? You know, or should I just pray for Israel in the context? Should I pray for wisdom? You know, should I pray for their salvation? You know, we're just talking Middle East prayers here.
Yeah, right.
You know, I need to pray for the people in Liberia because they have this horrific Ebola disease going on. It's like, dear Lord, you know, heal these folks, stop this plague. Oh, I know the borders got this MS-12 gangs pouring over the borders and Hamas and ISIS cutting heads off. Oh, I got to pray for James Foley's parents. My goodness, my heart's so broke. You know, how do I, Lord, comfort, you know, his parents? I mean, what this martyr for God and what happened in the Middle East? Right. Like, oh, there's another behead. Oh, dear Lord, pray for that. And then I was like, oh my goodness, Colleen in Oklahoma, she went to work. She's 57 years old and a coworker gets fired and comes back and decapitates her. Cuts her head off, you're just like groaning, you're going like your whole spirit's just like, you're just weakened, you're thinking, this is not good, I feel like maybe I'm about to be taken out. And the truth is, if we turn to the promise and turn to the Spirit of God will pray through us, something that our brain can understand, and the Spirit of God understands, God's Spirit understands exactly what the Holy Spirit is saying. And it's like always the will of God in that situation. Mm. That's just powerful because I don't know if you're feeling that when you're seeing all these things going on.
It's overwhelming.
It's just like, help the world, God.
Yeah.
Help
Save
the world.
World. Just help the world.
Help the
world.
People.
And yeah. Bless this food, Jesus. You know. And we're praying out of our head at that point. Mm-hmm. But we should have diverted and we should always pray. He says, you build yourself up in the faith. By praying in the Spirit. And so when God gave us his Spirit, he baptized us, as Jesus said, with the Holy Spirit that gave them power to be witnesses, but he also gave them the ability to even though their mind is locking up, it doesn't matter, even though that they're weak. I mean, I think Paul's writing some of this stuff from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And you're weakened because maybe you're struggling with some sort of sickness or you're just tired or maybe you're overworked or maybe it's difficult being a spouse in today's world or a parent or, you know, maybe, I don't know what it is, but you're just kind of like at the end of yourself. If you look at this thing in the natural, you're going to crash. That's what the goal. The goal of the adversary is to crash you. You may not crash physically, but you can crash emotionally. You can crash, you know, mentally. You can crash. You know, you could see, you know, Pat running around trying to catch butterflies with a net.
Yeah, right.
Right. Something's not right. He's not wearing his Saints jersey.
He's in the grip.
He's in the grip. In the grip. And so he tells us that at moments like that, when we're weak and we don't know what to pray, that the Spirit of God that's in us knows what to pray. And as far as like, okay, whatever my mind's thinking, whatever news and events are coming my way, I'm just going to shut that down. I'm going to allow the actual specific will of God to come out of me, because I'm going to allow the Spirit of God to pray through me. And when he prays, he actually knows the mind of the Spirit. So God is in tune with his Spirit inside of us. And we might not understand what we're praying at that time, but God's going right on. Oh, that was so good. Yeah. That was just beautiful. You know, I mean, you can't take credit for it because you don't know necessarily, you know, what it is. But for something at those moments, what happens is you get built up in the faith. The only thing you do is credit it to God, because God fulfilled his word in your life. And if you do not have the promise, you can get the promise. You need to go to vfntv.com and realize every one of our partners out there that partner with us, I think it's $9.95 a month. That's all it is. And you have access to all that stuff. It's all yours. I mean, it is our partners and sponsors that help make this all possible. And we want to be able to feed you with as much encouraging things as we can. There's a lot more than just what's on the torch, the VFN torch, and VFNTV.com. We have a whole area of green room, of teachings and things to encourage you at VFNTV.com. Partner today. You need to be encouraged. Believe me, for the price of a couple cappuccinos in your partnership, you help to have this encouragement continue to go. But now you just think, if you're listening right now, you're thinking, that is so right. That's exactly what I needed to know. I was coming to the end of myself. You would not have heard that if VFN TV, the data radio program, was not on. You heard that because sponsors and partners stand with us, and they said, I will be here for you. Now the question is, will you be there for someone else? Make sure, go to VFNTV.com and become a partner today. $9.95 a month. The price of two cappuccinos can keep this all month long coming into yours and a multitude's life.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 eye guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you. So when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 eye guy.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch. First, I want to say, you know, John, how you did a wonderful job hosting you and Pat. I appreciate what you guys did. I was so encouraged by hearing, you know, in my time away, I'm listening, you know, to the encouraging words that are shared, and oh my goodness, there's so many important things, you know, shared on VFN Radio. You know, you hear so many. I mean, I don't know. I guess God just turned the whole media thing over to the adversaries. Just like, you know, no, they turned it over to, like, I think Romper Room or something. It's like, are you guys serious? I mean, come on.
For real.
Do you all know how ignorant this sounds? It was just, there's this one, you know, years ago, there was this minister years ago on radio, and a friend of mine tells me about him. He says, well, country minister, you know, and he said,
You know, when I first started ministry years and years ago, he says, I thought I was ignorant. But since then, after I've been in the Lord for a while, I just feel ignorant. I'm telling you, that's pretty profound, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to know some stuff. You know, I used to fight for a lot of things, but now I don't fight for too much, but the things I do fight for, I will die for. But, you know, hey, they got to work it out. You know, pick your leg up, put it back on. We're going to make it. It's going to happen.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're so excited about this awesome thing that Steve is going to share with us that's just going to change your entire weekend.
Wow.
You're gonna all weekend long, you're going to be carried on this one moment. And I'm sure you're going to want to even download this segment and sign up for the podcast. Don't forget, you can do that at vfntv.com. But it's just, if you haven't yet got it, you know, Get Crazy Love, Francis Chan's second edition, called the revised and updated edition of his book called Crazy Love. And remember, called to love. And so this is one thing that happens at, I'm giving Steve time to get this profound thing. if you go to Mike Bickle's International High School Prayer in Kansas City, they pray this prayer, which is very good. And we need to make sure we have this, make sure we pray, you know, as well, but praying in our community, that we want everything that hinders love to be removed.
That's good.
Everything that hinders love to be removed. And it's very important to get rid of things of that nature, because we're called to love. And many things hinder love, right?
Oh, yeah.
We'll start. You want to say her?
Yeah.
Okay. And
that was deep.
I felt hindered. Didn't you feel hindered? I felt hindered. But Lord, anyway, so, but the thing about it is that what an important prayer that is, because some husband said, my wife prayed that everything that hindered love would be removed from her life. I ain't seen her yet.
She just left.
God took me out of her life. I guess, was I hindering her or what? I don't know what that was. And so that's a huge prayer.
Yeah.
And, because so many things will happen. He says, Lord, you know, help me not be offended. The word, this is what Revelation says, by your judgments. Mm. Because you think about it, when a good father comes in there and begins to deal with some things, I mean, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, Hebrews writes about, but it works holiness in your life. But in that process, if we don't understand what's going on, you can be easily offended. Or things can happen that will hinder your love.
Yeah.
And one big thing that hinders love is pride.
Yeah.
Self-awareness. When people were talking about, those on radio, you couldn't see that, but Pat's head was bobbing up and down.
Yeah, he was just right. Like green. Right.
I was thinking about all the time.
Those
I was hindered.
Yeah.
And, those people.
And so that, because it's like, okay, you can love me, but I'm not going to love you. It's self-love. You know, everything to work out for me. And when you think about that quote, I mean, you think about, right?
Yeah, that, you know, recently we shared in a past program on that. In Crazy Love, one of those recent quotes was, men are never duly touched and impressed with a conviction of their insignificance until they've contrasted themselves with the majesty of God.
And it's actually this program you shared it on.
But oh, yeah, this one, yeah.
Right.
But that's just, that's so significant too, is that, when you think about that, when you're so focused on God, it's just like God's holy. He has no sin in him. And it exposes our own pride.
Right.
And it's just like, as we've been talking about, just behold.
Our pride.
I'm sorry?
Our pride.
Yeah, exactly. The pride in ourselves.
Right.
And it's just like,
God doesn't have any.
Because when you look at the awesomeness of God, it's just like, it's that double question like we were saying before. It's like, how awesome God is, or who do I think I am?
Yeah.
And it's just like, we can get caught up in like what you're saying. It's like, there's so many things going on in the world that tries to distract us or pull us away from just focusing on God and gazing on God. And this is the crazy thing. You know, Francis writes, he says, can you worship a God who isn't obligated to explain his actions to you? Because without beholding God, you're like, well, God, why did you allow this? Oh, and why didn't you do this? And this should have happened.
A lot of coffee's been drunk over that question.
And that's the huge thing. And it's just like, no, 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 no. God doesn't deserve for you to come to him and say, why not this? Why not this? You just deserve to worship him. You know, and that's the huge thing, because it says, or this is the other perspective. Could it be that your arrogance that makes you think that God owes you an explanation? And it's just like,
so the creator of everything,
yes,
who holds everything together that exists outside of all creation,
mm-hmm,
sits in the center of it,
mm-hmm,
that, I mean, just thinking he owes us something, that's scary.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at, you know, the awe factor of God, and you realize not only are we a speck on the planet, but our planet is a speck in the Milky Way, and our Milky Way is a speck in the universe. Mm. And if we had more Hubble space shuttle telescope, we could actually see even how much more small we were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, what are we?
Yeah.
Who do we think we are? Who do you think you are, Steve?
Not very significant.
No, but you're loved by God.
Exactly. But that's that perspective.
But you're not God.
Very true. Thank God.
We'll get in the order right, because if we think he owes us an explanation, then we're saying, I'm God.
Yeah.
But if we ask for none or okay with his decisions, then we say he's God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. And it just reminds me, it's like as we've been walking through this and just learning and growing and just gazing on God. I was driving the other day down the freeway, and so often it's just like when you might be able to relate to this, you might not. It's like when you drive down the freeway, there's like billboards, there's signs, there's like distractions all over in front of your face.
They've been there, Steve,
for a very long time. I know. But you look at it though. Yeah, there's colors and there's greens and there's different designs.
Oh, there's colors to them?
Yes, there are. Anyways, and it's like, but if you go up just past the green where it meets the blue and you look at the sky. And I just got caught up.
You're talking about the grass and shrubberies and trees.
No, no, no. Stay with me now. Stay with
me. I'm lost already.
Are we talking about one particular billboard?
No.
Help me out here.
I was on a freeway.
They do this. It's okay. Give me a minute.
Okay. We're just trying to catch up with you.
So if you think about it, if you just get above all that and you just look up.
Okay.
And you look at the sky, and I'm driving, and I had to remind myself, like, oh my goodness, I'm driving.
I'm so glad you reminded yourself. Yes. I may have been coming the other way.
And you look up, and you just get caught up in looking at the clouds. And you're like, what God creates is so much more beautiful than what we create.
Oh, yeah, because the signs are men.
Yes. And it's just like, there's so many distractions, and it's just like God is just speaking to me. It's just like he's saying, behold me more. Focus on me more. Just look at what I am and who I am more often, because it's just like there's so many things that are going on, like those shiny objects, those shiny keys, and it's just like, even when we behold him, by beholding God, it causes us to look at ourselves and realize that we're not God. Mm. And that's okay, because that's part of it. But if you look at it, you know, when you spend time just in your walk with the Lord, everything that he shows you, it's a process, it's a journey. And it's just like when we begin talking about, okay, let's learn how to love again. Let's get back to that momentary pause of love. And it's just like when you're driving your car, every now and then you got to stop. You got to get a checkup. You got to do your oil change. You got to reevaluate things, because just continuing to drive, you're going to cause problems. Mm-hmm. But just reevaluating and taking that step back and just looking at only God, yeah, you're going to realize like, wow, I don't do this enough. Mm-hmm. But that's good, because then you're realizing I got to do this more often. And that's so encouraging, because it's just like it's reminding me, it's just like beholding him and focusing on God, even amidst all the distractions and thing that's going on in the horizontal, when you get above that and you look up, it just causes you to find that peace and rest in him.
Right.
Even when he shows you how prideful and selfish you are, because you're just like, I just want to be more like you.
That's so good. It makes me think of Psalms 36 and 5 when he says, your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens.
Mm.
Your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains. Your justice is like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. And you think about this, that, you know, when we start lifting our eyes up and when you get to the mountains, you're looking at things that God created.
Mm-hmm.
When you start lowering your horizontal perspective, you're starting to see a tree that's been trimmed by somebody, a hedge that's been trimmed, a grass that's been mowed, a sign that's been put up, a house that's been built. It's like, that's good, that's bad. But when you lift your eyes up, it's like men didn't tamper with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember getting, my kids purchased me a sunroof for my one of my trucks that I had. And it was just it's just great to be able to pull the top down in the truck and just see the sky. We were always under a roof. We're always under the car roof or under a house roof or a patio roof. Seldom are we're getting out from, you know, out from under the sun. And but sometimes you just got to sit back and just look at the clouds and look at God, look at the universe, especially when you get the awe factor. You say, I want to look further past this universe. I want to see, you know, what God has done.
Yeah. And don't not look at the clouds just because you're not a 5-year-old anymore. God still wants us to be, have that faith like a child and just focus on him.
Right. And just say, you know, factor. Hey, that looks like a dog. That looks like a cow. That looks like the New Orleans Saints. You know what I'm saying? It does look like they lost. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
But yeah, just looking at, you know, I remember, you know, just recently when you look at the Gulf of Mexico, and you get a higher viewpoint of looking at it, you can almost see the curvature of the earth. When you think, my goodness, what is men that you are mindful of them? You think about it, puts everything totally in perspective. And truly, like Francis is saying from that particular quote in his book, is that until you get a good look at God, you've never taken a good look at yourself. Well, God bless. We had a great time. Don't forget about Marathon Weekend, each program of that week, back to back.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC.
The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.